and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to talk about the latest developments and a big stock market climb yesterday, John.
Yeah, a huge rally. At one point, we were up over 200 points. The Dow did close up over 190 points and got really close to that 11,000 number, which some people say is a psychological barrier. We'll see. You might wonder what caused that. Well, it was two things. First, it began in Japan, and it was just kind of a surprise move by the Bank of Japan. They lowered their interest rate, basically. The central bank lowered the interest rate to zero and said they were going to start buying government securities. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And then the other thing that happened was the ISM index. Now, that's the Institute of Supply Management, and that's a survey that covers 90% of the economy. It covers basically everything except manufacturing, including utilities, retail sales, healthcare, et cetera. And that number came in very strong. It came in at 53.2. Anything above 50 indicates an expansion in that part of the economy. You might say, well, just how good is that number? Well, during this bull market that we had that went for a number of years up through 2007, it averaged about 55.3, and it's at 53.2. It was much better than expected yesterday. Now, this morning, we've gotten some news already that's really not very good news, and that is some employment data. We'll get more tomorrow and more Friday. On Friday, we get the big number from the government, the unemployment rate, the number of non-farm payroll jobs, excluding government jobs that were created. But this morning, we get the first salvo of that. It was the ADP employment change number. We were expecting an increase of 20,000 jobs last month. It was a negative 39,000, certainly a disappointing number. Don't want to read too much into that, but it was down in pretty much every sector. More jobs lost in construction, more jobs lost in construction related to single-family housing construction, so just a unpleasant number. And the market was up some this morning, pre-market, about 40 or 50 points before that number, and now it's trading pretty much flat. Are some companies reporting some earnings this morning, kind of interesting numbers. Yum, that's a company that used to be part of Pepsi that owns KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut, reporting numbers that were pretty decent, but most of the growth is coming from China. In fact, this is an incredible 35% of their profit, they say, comes from China. They've got 3,700 restaurants in China. By the way, McDonald's says that they're going to have 2,000 stores in China by the end of 2013. And the number that is really dragging them down are the U.S. sales numbers, but specifically KFC. KFC had same-store sales that declined 8%. They were up for Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Costco, the big wholesaler that competes very effectively against Sam's, reporting strong numbers, same-store sales up 4%. Profits beat the street. And then here's something that we'll have to watch with a little bit of interest here locally. We all know that on Monday, a new era for the Supreme Court began with Elena Kagan making the third member, the third female of the Supreme Court. Well, one of the cases that's in their lap involves Walmart, and it involves an enormous class action suit involving allegedly that Walmart was paying women less than men, promoting women less frequently than men. And it was in California. It was certified as a class action lawsuit. The implication is billions and billions and billions of dollars. And that's going to be in the lap of the Supreme Court in this new session. And interesting that it'll be that case. First time ever there are going to be three women on the Supreme Court.
Well, John, tomorrow, big groundbreaking at the out at Fort Chaffee for the Mitsubishi plant. If all goes well, that could be great. What about that lawsuit to General Electric and Mitsubishi?
Well, and of course, you know, not being an attorney and certainly not being an international attorney, I don't know whether that's posturing, if there's really something to it. But, you know, clearly Mitsubishi plans to go forward with this. And, of course, it's involving some sort of a patent deal between General Electric and Mitsubishi. But they say they're going forward. In fact, you know, they've opened an office downtown in the old Town Club building.
That's a good sign. They're talking about 400 people maybe being employed, maybe more.
Well, and it could be a magnet to perhaps attract some other type. You know, Arkansas is trying to develop this. Jonesboro, for example, earlier this week opened a plant that makes some component of the windmills, the wind energy. So Arkansas is trying to become a major player in that.
You know, I've been overseas. I know you have, too. And you'll go to a country like Denmark, and you'll see these windmills all across the country. And you say, wow, I don't think we'll ever see that in the United States. Then you go down Interstate 70 up in Kansas or up in that windy area, and you've got them up and down the road.
Well, and the biggest problem in doing more out west is the grid. You know, we don't have a grid that will accommodate the energy if we generate it. So I think you're going to see a lot of focus on developing and renovating the electrical grid, particularly in the western part of the United States.
That's John Taylor. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor, always on the spot. Stern, AG, and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could reach him by calling 782-2527. Also, you could reach him by email, johntaylor@sternag.com. That's johntaylor@sternag.com. And I'm going to spell that. Of course, John Taylor, very obviously. Stern, S-T-E-R-N-E-A-G-E-E.com.